Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
9:30 on this Wednesday morning, time to talk with Jerome Katz, our KMOX business analyst. He is a St. Louis University Chaffetz School of Business professor by day. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us. Let's focus on finances under President Trump this morning. He has been mentioning a lot about tariffs. How worried should we be about this tariff talk?
Well, I think the wisdom that some journalists have said is that you need to take Trump seriously, but not literally. So he has made tariffs a cornerstone of his approach to the presidency. So there's going to be tariffs in some form. But remember, this is the guy whose first book was The Art of the Deal back in 1987, and he loves to negotiate. So by announcing the tariffs, what he guaranteed was he had calls from the president of Mexico, the prime minister of Canada, and the head of China to start conversations about, is it really going to be so high? Could we maybe get it lower in cars or energy? Could we do some horse trading and cut in some other deals? Like Trump has talked about the things he wants around immigration from Mexico. So even though he talked on the trail about going introducing tariffs on day one, he postponed to February 1. He's waiting for those calls. He's ready to deal. And basically what we're going to see is the rest of the world's leaders coming hat in hand to talk to Trump and try and negotiate a better tariff deal. Because realize, if that 60% tariff comes in on Chinese goods, the $20 Barbie that we bought for our daughters at Christmas next year will be $31. So that one, there's going to be some serious horse trading done before that gets finalized.
Let's talk about currency, specifically cryptocurrency. The president and first lady launched meme coins. It's a version of crypto, inaugural weekend. Number one, can they do this? And what should this signal to the rest of us?
Can they do it? Good question. So far, given how the Supreme Court has ruled, it may be possible. Remember, Trump has always avoided those blind trusts. He was actively managing his businesses, and he was able to do it during his first presidency. So I think that's going to continue to happen until there's some kind of sea change. What is interesting is where prior presidents have been leery to just downright suspicious about cryptocurrency, and in fact had appointed SEC chairs who were super critical about it, Trump is coming in. As you said, he and Melania both have cryptocurrencies that they launched for Inauguration Day. So clearly he is in favor of it, and probably will select a new head of the Security and Exchange Commission that will support it and provide all kinds of support and push for Congress and the SEC to start dealing with it. On the other hand, if you talk to bankers, most bankers know that cryptocurrency is going to get used in the future. So most of the banks and investment houses have already spent a lot of time and energy trying to figure out how to use cryptocurrency, how to protect themselves and their customers if they're using cryptocurrency. So they're in a lot better position as they're getting more experience. I think there will be opportunities for for us, just regular people, to use cryptocurrency as an alternative to our credit or debit cards. But that's going to come about because of this push from the First Family.
That is KMOX business analyst Jerome Katz with the Slew Chaffetz School of Business. Thank you for joining us this morning. We need